Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Healthy Life Net, your source for positive talk radio. I'm Charisse, and this is Charisse Unplugged, where I explore health, fitness, tech, and music, three passions that shape my life and the lives of those around me. And today is my dear, dear friend, Danny Farrell, and he is my guest today. He is a video strategist who helps businesses grow using video. So, Dan.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
It's an honor to be here.
I'm
Thanks
so
for having me.
I'm so happy you're doing this with me. I would love to start by telling the listeners, how do we meet?
Oh, my gosh.
What is our awesome beginnings?
We met in college in New York, and it was about 1990 or 91.
91, or, yeah, I think 91 or 92. Yeah. Nassau Community College.
Yeah, we were in there 91 and 92, but we met probably 91. So.
Long Island.
Long Island. So, yeah, we're talking about 32 years or so
we met. Do you remember that day we met?
Yes.
I'll never forget it.
We were in the theater department, and you were looking at some of the shows coming up.
Auditions.
Auditions, yes. And I popped my head in there to the side of you and said, hey, you gonna audition?
Yeah, you scared the hell out of me. It was dark. I was just looking at this board. I thought nobody was in the hallway. And the next thing I know, this little head over my shoulder. I think I screamed. Yeah, that was fun.
And you did audition. You ended up being in like every show.
Every show. Even though I threatened, this is the last show.
Yeah.
6 shows later. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was kind of addicted. So we have... Oh, my gosh, so much fun since, like, that time. We've been in plays together, and you've been a comedian.
Yeah, we were doing plays together. You were doing music. I was doing comedy, so we were just artists in New York doing our thing.
Yeah. Hamburger Harry's. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was the first place I did stand-up comedy.
Yep, the family, me, we all came to support you doing the stand-up show.
Yeah, that's great.
I gotta say, it was actually really good. Usually, like, a first show is terrible, but yours was really funny.
Thank you so much. I'm always a hard critic for myself. I think one thing I learned was to cut out the fat, how to get right to the stuff. I noticed if I had a joke, it was a good quality joke, but now looking back, I'm like, oh, it took me too long to get there, you know?
Yeah. So your timing is really good. Mm. And you're a musician. You play drums.
Yes. True story.
Right. And then here we go from comedian... to, what is it? Is it, it's video strategist?
Yes.
What is that?
Right. Well, I've always done video for years because I always had to shoot my own shows when I did stand-up or I did a sketch comedy or improv, and I had to shoot the shows. So I had to figure out, okay, what's the best way to shoot a live show? Let's get good microphones. Let's get close-ups and all that. So people would start to hire me for their stuff, and I was videographer, right? Videographers are everywhere. And then I would like, people would hire me to shoot videos for their business and stuff, and I was like, I noticed a great video doesn't do any good, excuse me, if no one watches it.
Yeah.
It could be useless.
Right.
So then I started saying, I would love to get results for people, you know, so then I started getting into the marketing side, the dorky side.
So you started for yourself, doing it for you.
That's true. Yes. Well, right, the thing that made me realize, I was a DJ for years, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So at a DJ company. And I decided all the DJ videos were so bad. they were so cheesy, like, hey, come on out, we flew, let's have a party, you know.
Yes.
Like mobile DJs was so corny. So I said, I want to do a video that's kind of just funny and different, you know.
Uh-huh.
And at the time there was that the commercial Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah.
Where the guy would walk around and silly things would happen, and it was just kind of funny, and he was a wise ass. So I said, I want to do that. And then it was just, so I did that. I shot this video. We're like, hey, I'm Danny, and I can make your wedding amazing. And then, and I made fun of like cheesy DJs. One cheesy DJ showed up, and I pushed him out of the way. I'm like, get out of here. So anyway, I did that. And before that, people would call me, and it was a big process. If I was doing like someone's wedding, for instance,
yeah,
they would call, and we got to meet, have a meeting, and then send them a quote, and it was a big process. I made that video, put it on the website, and people loved it because no one had a video like it. Everyone was so boring. And so instead of all that big process, they would call me and go, okay, I want a book.
Oh,
like, what?
Nice, because you made it funny instead of so corny and trying to be slick.
So that's how I realized, oh, crap, this can save me so much time because people feel like they know you. You know, like we see movies and TV, we feel like we kind of know them.
Yeah.
We see them on the street, hey, Robert De Niro. And he's like, I don't know who you are.
Right.
So that was kind of like this. It was a mini version of that, that celebrity effect.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, wow, I can convert strangers into clients by just having one video that just works for me 24/7. So that was my eye-opening moment that, oh, I can do this for people.
And then that's how you got into this whole marketing situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... So a couple questions I have for you, because how do you use that that content for social media for you now?
Yeah, everyone knows social media, how it's powerful, but people have different views on it. Like, I don't like to be on social media all day. I think it's not good for our brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's on it, so it's a great tool for businesses. So I've been using it. So everyone knows that they should be on it. So
yeah.
I try to make it an easy process. So with my clients, we'll like pick a day, we shoot like 2 to 3 hours, and we shoot content for the whole month. And I have like a team of editors now, and we, you know, it has to be eye-catching. It has to have a hook. It has to have value. People want to learn something.
Right.
People don't care about you. There's that expression, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Oh, I like that line.
Right? So yeah. Anyway, so it's pretty much like, yeah, let's take a few hours, shoot for the whole month, but then we, you know, before that, we script it and say, what do your target audience, what are they struggling with? What can we help them with? What can we offer them for free? Everyone wants free content now. So, and right. There's ways you can actually offer them, you know, a low ticket offer, free offer, and then they could ask for more. That was another expression they say. Give away the information, but you can sell the implementation. Like, here's how to do everything, but most people are too busy to do it.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably confusing.
Kind of confusing, yeah.
I know me, social media, I'm still confused, and I'm all over it. Mm. Not well.
Right.
But
that's a lot.
Still a lot. It's hard to organize it, hard to know what to do next and how.
Right.
You know, so we need people like you who's studied it. And so what kind of clients do you have?
Kind of all over the map. I have a chiropractor. I have a new client who's a rehab center, which is really cool because we get to get really amazing testimonials of people that their lives have changed. I have clients that are doing online courses. And I do National Speakers Association, NSA, we just shot last weekend. And so people that want to be public speakers and they want to have their own TED Talks, so we shoot them and put reels together. I like making people look good. You know, keeping the moments where they...
That's like your stage background, I think.
Yeah, right. And that's a big part of it, too, because I came from in front of the camera, so I can help people feel comfortable, you know, when they're in front of the camera, because most people are not used to that.
That's true. You know what it looks like from the stage in front of the camera, and you know how it feels, so you probably can direct somebody really well.
Mm.
Where they should stand and all that stuff. And that's actually, I think, a hard part about social media. What do you do with your hands?
right. Yeah, totally. And when I'm shooting, I'm editing in my head, and I know, oh, that's going to look good. I'm not going to use this part at all. They're just going, they're babbling or whatever it is, and I'll steer them back, you know. So but it's cool to see when you on both sides of it, to put it all together in your head,
right,
even before it happens.
And then on top of all of this, you're also involved in real estate.
Yeah, trying, you know.
Also.
I have I have a rental property, and I'm preparing to build a couple more.
Are you really? Wow.
Yes.
That's exciting, because I remember when you had the first house.
Yeah.
That was fun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The first house.
I always try to follow the people that I look up to, the successful people. They say success leaves clues, right? So I'm like, okay, what are the smart people doing? What are the wealthy people doing? And real estate kept coming up. And I'm like, oh, they would have someone else pay their mortgage. I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
Mm.
How can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's so smart. I mean, because it really is a smart way to own property. Why pay the whole thing when you can have help?
Yeah.
You know?
It's expensive in L.A.
LA's crazy. How did you get started with that?
With that, I always try to think about the life that I want to have.
Hmm.
You know, and I want to have, most people, they think they want to be wealthy, but we really want the life that a wealthy person leads. We want time. We want freedom, right?
Right.
So I don't want to be having to, I don't want to have to be at work all day, every day, you know. So
yeah.
So I heard, like, our biggest, you know, people talk, focus on the wrong thing. Like, oh, I'm going to stop getting a coffee every day and save money. But they say our three biggest levers to pull, our three most expenses, biggest expenses are living expenses, you know, housing. So yeah, housing,
uh-huh,
transportation, and food. Those are the three.
Okay.
So if you can get those down, it's a much more effective.
Housing, so, transportation, and food.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, housing. If I can have someone else to pay my mortgage or some of it or all of it, great. That's a huge one. And I used to, like, when I worked a lot, I was like, I deserve a new car, and I would lease, like, a new Mercedes. I'm you know, mm-hmm. And then I realized, this is so dumb. It doesn't make me happy. It's just a car. So then I have, like, my truck that's paid off. I'm like, I have no car payments.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And food, I'm like, I like healthy stuff. I like organic stuff. So I'm like, that's going to be an expense, but it's just me. I don't have kids right now, so that's okay.
So you figured that out, like, what brings you joy, and you decided, well, having a house, buying a house, is one of the steps to fulfilling the joy in your heart.
Having that passive income,
mm-hmm,
makes me happy, you know?
Yeah.
So that I don't feel that pressure.
Because you just gave yourself some freedom.
Yes. It was a lot of work, and it's still a lot of work, but it's building towards what I want to, the situation I want to be in more and more.
It's funny, because you and I talk a lot about philosophy and what is joy and what makes you happy, really happy.
Mm.
I think you and I are definitely in alignment when it comes to that stuff, and working a lot is not.
Mm.
It's the freedom.
Yeah.
To me, that, like, what does success mean? Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to travel.
Yeah.
Because
a lot,
like,
of successful
that.
People are not necessarily happy. Right on paper, they're successful, but they're not happy. And I'm like, why is that?
Right. What is that?
Yeah.
So I love how you're figuring out what it is that's fulfilling you versus, you know, what you think you should be doing to make money.
Yeah.
Because you could have made a lot of money doing all kinds of things, but you were... As a matter of fact, when you had your DJ business, you were happy because you were running around a lot.
You said I was not happy?
Not so much, yeah. Remember?
Yeah, because it was, I like making people happy. So that was a good big part of it. But, you know, I was doing it for decades and decades.
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
I'm
over that.
I want to know, like, how do you balance the two worlds you're in now? You're doing video and you're doing real estate. How do you balance those two out?
Well, the real estate is, I kind of got it dialed in right now, so I'm just Airbnb my property. I got to make it really nice, and I have good reviews, and everything is kind of like, there's a systematized. I have the cleaners come in, they have their code, they can check in, and they know where to contact me, so I don't have, like, this empire yet. I'm building my way up.
Right.
And
you have a certain type of person that you use for Airbnb?
So, What, like my
healthcare practitioners?
Oh, yeah, it's funny. I just went to the MTR summit in San Diego, the medium term rental, that which is 30 days or more, because, as you know, all these big cities, they're having all these limitations on Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
So because mine's a duplex, blah, 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 so I can't even do short term. So I'm like, okay, how do I dial this in? And medium term rental is a big up and coming thing where you get in touch with hospitals and airlines and even government contracts I learned about.
Oh, that's cool.
So really interesting because people need this.
So tell me the what is it again? Medium what?
Medium term rental, MTR.
MTR.
It means 30 days or more. Okay. Furnished rental.
That's actually better, isn't it?
It is.
Easier?
Yeah,
as an
I
owner?
Like it. Yeah, it's easier. You get to keep your place nice because, you know, in LA, if you own a place, it doesn't feel like yours. The tenants have way more rights than you do. I know there were some bad landlords in the past that, you know, got a bad rap for people, but I just want to give people a place to live and, you know, make it a win-win. But, you know, we hear these nightmare stories where, you know, squatters' rights and stuff like that.
You went through that at the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, when I bought it.
Are you allowed to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a nightmare. I tried to buy my first house. I wanted a duplex, and there was a woman who was living there, and she was on Section 8, and she was paying really low rent, and I was like, told my realtor, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to buy it because I need to get more rent to help me out. And they were like, oh, you could offer her cash for keys. And I'm like, what's that? And like, you offer them money and they relocate. I'm like, I don't want to kick anyone out. And they were like, oh, no, that's the thing. That's what people do. People enjoy it. I'm like, okay, so I'll offer it to her. So I did that.
Yeah.
She accepted. And then, I think I offered her like $10,000 and she was like, I'll do it for $20,050. I'm like, whoa, that's specific. And I looked online and I was like, this was the recommended amount for like section. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to pay someone $20,000 just to
what? Yikes.
But I realized it's such a competitive field. Anyway, so I'm like, okay. But she doesn't get it until she moves out. Anyway,
right.
Never moved out and she was bringing more stuff in. And I'm like, hey, I thought we had a deal. She's like, oh, no, I decided not. I'm like, no, you signed something. What do you mean? And then I had to go through the courts and evict her. And then my lawyer's like, well, there's not much you can do. And now I'm not allowed to collect rent, and I'm paying contractors, and I'm hemorrhaging money. It was super, super stressful. And they were like, you're going to have to pay her more. And I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
I already offered this. And I said, I guess we're going to court. You know, and anyway, it was like not in my favor, but then she died.
I'm not supposed to laugh at that, but.
Oh my gosh. I know. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. Otherwise, she'd probably still be there. She was an alcoholic and she died of alcohol poisoning.
This sounds like a movie.
I know. And it doesn't end. It says something like, okay, she's gone. And then they said, oh, if she has any family, you have to give them access. And sure enough, she had a son. I'm like, hey, I know she had a son. He comes. Apparently, he was in jail before. He comes and he tries to move in the place with his wife. And they think it's an Airbnb. They think they're going to be on vacation. And I'm like, no, guys, you have to. You're supposed to be here to get his mom's stuff.
Right.
That was a nightmare. I changed the locks. He breaks in. The cops let him stay.
Oh, my God.
We had, like, the SWAT team helicopters were there because he broke into the house.
Oh, my God.
And then the cops didn't listen to me. They were like, no, he says he lives here. Sorry. I'm like, does he have any proof? It was amazing. It was like they treated me like they were mad at me because I said.
Wait, this is your house?
My house, yep.
You bought it?
Yep.
And you have somebody basically squatting.
Yep.
And just because he said it's his, they believe him.
Yeah. I'm like, does he even have a toothbrush here? Does he have mail? No, sorry, you're right against his. I'm going to have to let him go.
Oh, my God.
And then I finally had because I do video, I had cameras there, and I had footage of him breaking in the door and pushing his wife and, like, cursing and talking about being on parole. So I made a little greatest hits video. I used my video skills. And I brought it to the police department. And finally somebody looked at it and goes, oh, yeah, we should arrest him. And they look him up. Oh, yeah, he's on parole. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
And it was a nightmare.
So your video skills really paid off?
It's funny because I kind of forgot that part of the story until we were talking about it.
I can't believe you needed that much evidence.
Oh my gosh.
Just to make that happen.
Yeah. So that made me go, I want short term. I want them to come and leave. I don't want anybody making this their house, you know.
No more short term.
Yeah, exactly.
So actually this whole law thing is actually in your favor now. 30 days or more. What is it? MTR. MTR, yeah.
People still have rights and stuff, but I get a different clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, nurses on vacation, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So I'm just still laughing that your video skills paid off for that. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, Danny, I have so, so many more questions. We're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back, and I'm going to ask Danny a little bit more about his real estate investing and a little bit about your drone.
Ooh.
You listen to Cherise Unplugged. Stay tuned.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Cherise Unplugged, and you're listening to my dear friend Danny Farrell as my guest today. And I have more questions for you, Dan.
Okay.
Dan the man.
I have more answers.
I did want to know a little bit about your masterminds and your mentorship.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of that because I don't like to waste time. So if there's someone that is where I want to be or that has made the mistakes that I may come across, I want to skip over that and give me the stuff that works. So I will pay money to save time.
So that's investing in yourself.
Absolutely. And a lot of times it creates a community. of people who are doing what you're doing, and especially with the marketing stuff, it's like, what's working now? What are you doing for your clients? Oh, what can I implement?
Yeah.
What's a waste?
How do you know who to trust?
Yeah, you trust people that are walking the walk and are doing it and succeeding, you know?
Yeah, how do you find them?
Usually it's somewhere on social media. You follow somebody, there's a certain video, something, someone has a course maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, during COVID I was going crazy with online courses. I'm like, I want to learn everything.
Yeah.
And a lot
did
of times,
you learn Spanish?
Like, I did not.
French? Because a lot of people were doing that.
Were they? That's funny. So, yeah, and then oftentimes they have a course, and then that leads into some sort of mastermind or high-ticket item like that.
So you started investing in yourself now for a long time, right? Like, at least the past 5 years, at least?
Definitely longer than that.
Longer.
I remember, I was in a high-performance academy, like, 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it went that far back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are always good at learning and growing and learning and growing, you know, and it's... I watch you do that constantly with every aspect of your life, whether even with comedy, like you just, you know, keep learning something all the time. And it's fun to see your progression, how it's all brought you here right now. And I'm super curious. You're a drone pilot?
Yes.
Explain, please.
That happened during COVID. I was like, okay, what's an industry that wasn't really affected by COVID? And real estate was one. I was still kind of going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into real estate photography. I found a mentor who makes like $1 million doing real estate photos and videos. I'm like, how do I do it?
Wow.
Tell me the settings.
Uh-huh.
So I learned that. And I always wanted a good excuse to buy a drone. So real estate photography was a perfect one. You need drones. And I was like, oh, we have to get a license? And you actually have to get like a pilot license and learn all the weather patterns and all this, a lot of detail.
Really?
Yeah, let's like study. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
How long did that take?
I studied for like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a detailed test. So yeah, did that. And it's pretty fun.
I saw some of your video with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like your real estate video is gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. I try to make it cinematic and not be like a boring documentary, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, again, that's your stage thing. You know how to make it interesting. I think that's your major special sauce, little extra thing that you do that most people don't do, is when I see your work, it's fun, it's beautiful, and it's funny.
Mm.
You have like all these elements in there. It's definitely because you know performer side and you also know back of camera side.
Yeah, it's like I always think about how deep you can go with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I first started doing stand-up, he said, the truth makes you passionate and the exaggerations make it funny. So sometimes you could just talk about something that's true, like for stand-up, and it's not funny. And people go, oh, yeah, I get that. Right? So even with like something like the drone, I go, okay, this is how to drive it. This is how to fly it. Okay, steer it. Okay, go. And I go, okay, but how do I make it look smooth? How do I make it look cinematic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because otherwise it can just look like a security camera. If you go right, left, up, down, I'm like, boring.
Right.
So whenever I learn something, I'm like, okay, what's the next level? How can I go a little deeper? You know,
that's what most people don't have, I think. It's that little extra. And by the way, I can say something very exaggerated and it's still not funny.
Exaggerated.
You are the funny one, my friends. That is for damn sure. What advice would you give to somebody looking to start in real estate investing?
In real estate investing. I'm a fan of mentorship, like I said, and community. So like Bigger Pockets is a great community and podcast. And
Bigger Pockets.
Yeah, Bigger Pockets. And that was a big piece of the puzzle for me. I met so many people, and everyone talks about different strategies. There's so many strategies to take.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have money to get started.
No,
there's a lot of ways to do it. So, I would say, and think about what you're, listen to the episodes, and you can decide which strategy you'd like to implement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a big piece of it is having someone pay towards your part of the rent, you know. If you rent an apartment, get a roommate.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's that expression, easy choices, hard life. hard choices, easy life. So,
ooh, good line.
If you're like, nobody wants to have a roommate in those early years, right? But like, so that's the hard choice, is to get one.
Yeah.
And then sock that money away so that you can buy something and, you know, own something. So.
And hopefully you get a good roommate.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A monster.
Yeah, so I did not want a roommate. So I got a duplex where I have a separate unit where somebody pays my mortgage.
And now you're thinking about doing more of that.
Yes.
And you would rent out both floors.
Yeah, I'm preparing to build two more units.
Uh-huh.
And then that would give me four units. And then maybe rent out all four and maybe I'll go live somewhere else.
Wow. So we'll it's see. So fun to watch you grow. You know, it started like just piece by piece.
Yeah.
You give the rest of us hope.
Mm.
And it's like, okay, you know, just us regular people can actually do this.
And I always like the idea of you don't have to know how you're going to do something. You just really kind of stay focused on what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that she kind of, that was that movie The Secret, right? That the vibrations you put out there.
Yeah.
Definitely something to that.
Yeah.
You know.
Having that sort of vision in your head, yeah, and believing it.
Yeah. You don't know how it's going to happen, but like when I was living in the house.
Yeah.
And the woman was there.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought the house. And it was a nightmare, like I said.
Did you say, I wish she was dead?
And nope. But this is the first time I did this daily for like months and months. Every day I'd wake up and I would just envision myself in that apartment, painting it and fixing it up,
really?
Getting it ready. And I've never did that before. And it was so hard to do, but I said, made myself do it. This picture, really, like I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time. We were like, we were saging the place and we were like talking about what we want to put in. Anyway, so I did that every single day and I didn't know how it was going to happen. It seemed impossible.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes we don't have to know how something's going to happen. Just try to stay focused.
Kind of just trust in it, huh?
Mm.
Ooh, that's so inspiring. Super inspiring. Wow, I want to buy something now. So, I am so excited that you're on the show, Dan. How can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at DannyFarrell1. That's F as in Frank, ARRELL1.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a million different email addresses and stuff, but I guess that's a good place to start.
Okay.
Facebook under Danny Farrell.
Danny Farrell. Good. Yeah,
two R's, two L's. Like Will Farrell, but with an A.
You gotta check my buddy out. He's so talented. You are listening to Cherise Unplugged, and you're listening to Danny Farrell, my dear friend and guest. We will be right back.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Scene on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Scene on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I love food, and I love to eat.
The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Charisse Unplugged, and my special guest today, Danny Farrell.
Hey.
Comedian now. Well, he used to be a comedian, but now he does real estate. He does video. He does it all. And I have some questions also about your video still. I want to understand a little bit about what exactly is a brand activation?
Oh, brand activation. That is linked to my video marketing, but also when I was DJing for 30 years, right, doing events, because, you know, I got into photo booths. And I have all these photo booths and, like, 360 booth and all these photo experiences and video experiences. Mm-hmm. So when I was getting into the marketing side of it, I'm like, oh, this can help businesses. So, like, they have an event, right?
Right.
And then I'll create a photo or video experience with them, right? It could be anything from a 360 booth to boomerangs and GIFs or, you know, whatever backdrops, and there's AI involved and stuff like that. So, and everything's branded to the company's logo and everything. Everything's wrapped in, you know, the backdrops and the actual photo kiosk. Uh-huh. So what's powerful about that is what brands want is they want data collection, so they can collect everyone's data. They can collect email addresses, phone numbers, because everyone's putting their stuff because they want to get their image.
Right.
And now people are posting stuff, and now they're getting everyone's their brand ambassadors. So they're posting stuff with their logos and their information. So now people are blasting their brand all over the place.
So smart.
They're collecting information so they can follow up with them. And yeah, it's like, and you're creating all this buzz and just brand awareness.
So that's what brand activation is.
Yeah.
So you take a product, have your name on it, have people use that product, and then next thing you know, you have other people marketing your product.
Yeah. And people just don't, because everyone loves posting stuff.
They do.
Because, you know, they do it so that with the lighting and everything, they look great.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So how did that work with the photo booth?
That is an extension of a photo booth. You know, I started to get more into that technology.
Uh-huh.
And then you realize, oh, wait, this can be a piece of marketing. Because people love taking these photos and videos, and they love posting them. It's like, wait, what if we brand it for this particular company and collect their data? And now they're posting, but instead of just a random post at someone's wedding, it's a post for this company.
Now, did you do that for yourself?
I did not.
Oh, maybe you should.
I guess. I have so many businesses, though. I'm like, which one am I doing?
I know, right? That's like, just put that one on in the mix.
And that business is Skyline Entertainment. Skyline-entertainment.com is that. You can see all my photo and video experiences.
Skyline?
Yep.
Skyline, say it again.
Skyline-entertainment.com.
Oh, man, you do so many things.
I know.
But the thing that always shocks me, Dan, is that you do a lot of things, but you do them all so well.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you.
It's really true. Like, ever since I can remember, and like 30 plus years now, everything you have ever done, it's been phenomenal.
That means a lot.
It makes me feel like a total slacker.
You do a lot of great things.
I also want to know about your advice about joining groups for mentorship and four masterminds.
Mm.
Yes, recommend highly.
Yes, definitely. You know, you don't want to be one of those like professional students that just joins everything and doesn't implement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I read a great book, I'm like, okay, what can I actually implement from this? Because knowledge is not power. The implementation is power.
Oof. Can I write that down? Hello. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm a big fan of masterminds and mentorships because it's usually a fast track to get where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we need to vet the person. Make sure that, you know, they're legit. And then just having that community. Like, I met so many great, like-minded people. Because sometimes we all feel like misfits. Whatever little area of expertise we want to be in.
Yeah.
We feel like we could be a weirdo. But, like, when you
feel very alone.
Yes,
right?
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
So when you meet your tribe of people that are focusing on the exact same thing that you want, it's kind of exciting.
It's really cool.
Because I'm like, I kind of have like that creative side, but I also have that dorky side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm like texting my little group, I'm like, hey, what do you put on your landing page? What about this link here, you know?
Yeah. Funny and a nerd.
Right.
It's really a cool thing that when you learn and you find your people, it's so, like, you feel so invigorated. You feel like you can do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would ever be a mentor? Would you ever want to do that yourself?
I love helping people. It makes me so happy. I love when people ask me for advice. And yeah, it's funny. I'll drop things and be like, yes, this is how we do it. Mm-hmm. I get excited when people want to learn and excel.
I think a great student also can be a great teacher.
Mm.
And it has to go back to, like, in order to be a great teacher, you have to be a great student.
Yeah.
Back and forth, back and forth.
And successful people, often a big part of their thing is giving back.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. I love when people want to just help each other.
That is really cool. You've always been a good teacher and patient, which is key, especially with what you're doing, because real estate can be tough, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm still learning my way around it.
Yeah. Do you have a certain tribe that you learn from now with your real estate?
Yeah, actually, when the website I talked about, Bigger Pockets, we formed a local group where we'd meet every week. And we'd meet in one of our properties. So someone just bought this. Let's go meet there. Tell us about the deal.
Wow, that is so cool.
How did you do this? What contractor did you use? What was your, you know, we learn what painter, everybody. So we share information. We have like a sheet about all different people we can hire, stuff like that.
Wow, that is really cool. That is a great little community.
Yeah. And it's funny because when that community, because you know how money is so taboo?
Yes.
To me, money is just a tool. Who cares? So,
right.
So money is always out in the open. What'd you pay? What'd you make? What'd you get? And it's like, yeah, who cares? Yeah, I paid this.
How else do you learn?
Yeah. So it's so silly when I meet someone like a normal, quote unquote, normal person.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to talk about money. I'm like, oh gosh.
They feel weird if you ask them, oh, how much rent are you paying?
Yeah. Right? You relax yourself. You know, it's just money. It's just a tool.
It's just a number.
Yeah, who cares?
I think there's like, you know, those families that grow up talking about money and is very comfortable. And those families like, nope.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And that's, I think those are the people. I'm going to like raise my hand on that one because that wasn't a topic at the, you know, the table.
Mm.
And then you spend the rest of your life trying to figure it out.
Right.
Instead of like, man, if you just learn this.
Yeah.
You know, you just could have, you know, to the next step.
Right. It wasn't a topic in my household, but my parents didn't really know anything about it. My dad would just say, oh, cool, I have 20.
I'm giving away
19. No, it's true.
I love that your mom always says that.
Yeah, my mom used, for those of you listening, my mom would enter a room sometimes like she was in the middle of a conversation. She'd enter and be like, no, it's true. We're like, what are you talking about? We weren't just talking, Mom.
Wheezy. I love Wheezy. That's your mama.
Yep.
Wheezy. Well, we are going to come back. I have more questions for my dear sweet friend, Diane. You are listening to Charisse Unplugged. And we'll be back shortly after this commercial break.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
A cut above the rest, that's what your hair and experience will be at Kasai Hair in Manhattan Beach. Imagine your haircut in a longer lasting movie star style at a lower price than high end salons. Healthy, beautiful hair, free from scalp problems, hair loss, or damage. You won't find a better cut or experience than at Kasai Hair. So visit KasaiHair.com, or better yet, call for your appointment at 310-546-0023. 310-546-0023. Kasai Hair. 310-546-0023.
To get your message out, social media is great, but if you want to be picked up by major media outlets, let's face it, just using social media makes your chances, well, slim to none. If you want to improve your chances, put your message in the right place. A press release on PR Web. Affordable, easy to use, and with great customer service, there's no reason not to use PR Web. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on PR Web now and get started.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Charisse Unplugged, and you are listening to my dear friend, Danny Farrell, friend of 30 years. Dan, I have a couple more questions for you.
Alrighty.
There's so many, but, you know, I can only ask a few. I wanted to know, how does real estate photography and video differ from other types of video content that you create?
Well, it's still telling a story, and it still could be cinematic and have music and nice movement, but there's not as much of a story. You know, you could have someone doing like a walkthrough, but you're not really solving a pain point for someone like a lot of other marketing videos. So there's no like hook. It's just like, hey, check it out, making it look cool.
And this is where you get cinematic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I want to know about, do you have a memorable project that you've ever worked on?
Yeah, I think
favorite of some sort.
I love the idea of helping people. So, you know, one of my clients is a drug and alcohol rehab center.
Uh-huh.
And we got to shoot their facility, and I got to use my real estate experience there because we had to do a walkthrough there. But then we did testimonials of people who were like rock bottom and it saved their life.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, this is cool because I can have real people talking about their experience and we can help other people that are in that position. So you can see how powerful that is. Someone sitting at home watching this, watching someone that's been through what they've been through, and like, oh, but the place actually looks nice. It's not that intimidating, you know. It humanizes it.
Do you feel like you want to do things that are more helpful for people versus just, you know, just something fancy?
Yes. I love the idea of helping people.
Yeah.
So I like to work with clients that that have that in the forefront of everything, right? Like, mm-hmm. We're making people's lives better.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I love helping.
Mm.
I'm happier helping than not, for sure.
Yeah, you've always been great with helping people.
Yeah. Ever since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to know, you have such a crazy schedule. your crazy schedule. How do you balance and manage to take care of your body and your nutrition with all this?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have always like been healthy, except when we ate pizza. But
delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because without that, we don't, without health, none of this matters. So you have to make time for that. And I'm always listening to the latest information, latest science on that. So I'm always like, oh, okay, I got to do weight training. I got to do high-intensity stuff. I got to make my own food, you know. So how? Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in your schedule. If it doesn't go on my calendar, it's not going to happen.
You really do that?
Yeah. So like Sunday, I go to the farmer's market, first of all, to get my fresh produce.
Uh-huh.
But then Sunday night, I try to make a schedule for the week. I'm like, okay, this is when I'm having my exercise. This is when I'm doing some work. This is when I have some me time, you know.
Wow, you actually schedule it in.
Yeah, yeah. That's... Sign up for certain classes or just block out time.
I heard that that's how you have to do it, but you actually do it.
Yeah, that's... otherwise life happens and we're busy.
That is
and
really
we're distracted.
Cool. And how did you ever get into health the way you – because, okay, we're from New York, from Long Island, and from Queens. Good eating was not exactly a priority for us.
Mm.
I mean, it was more about, like, how much pizza can
yeah.
we – and pasta and the whole thing.
Right.
How did you get into such a, like, a healthy vibe?
I think moving to California was definitely – part of it, right? Because you're outside, it's just more people are just more health conscious, and yeah, I like to go deep into everything. I'm like, I don't want to do anything halfway, so I was like, okay, I want to be healthy. What are the healthy people doing? What are they eating? What are they? Oh, they're not going out to eat every night. Oh wait, they're cooking real food, you know?
Yeah.
Because I want to feel good. I don't want, because you know, we all seen people like who are like 70 years old, where one person's 70 and they're bouncing around doing Pilates, and one person's 70 and they're hunched over and they can barely walk.
Yes, yes.
So I'm like, I want to be the healthy one.
I see that in my business all the time because, as you know, I'm an online coach, and I know people struggle with trying to find the time to work out, trying to find ways to work out. They lost... you know, and it's like, I feel like moving to California is an advantage. It's beautiful all the time, right? It's changed kind of the routine of our life in a sense, right? But I see the difference in what's important priority-wise here versus, you know, back home in New York. It's more about how much can we eat over there.
Yeah, when you go back home, do you feel like, sometimes I go back home and I'm like, you guys still do this? You still eat this thing or still do this? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Right? I look forward to it too. It's like, yeah, it's nice and greasy.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. But I'm amazed how you can balance all this out. You know, it's, you've got your video business going. You've got your real estate business going. You're still finding time to take care of yourself. Like these are all those things in my world that are super important. That's why I call this show is about fitness, tech, and I forgot what the hell else it was about. Oh, it's music.
Music.
Yes. We didn't talk about that much music, so it was out of my head. But like those three passions, and you and I are so similar in this way. Like we kind of have this similar passions, and we perform them in different ways, you know, and, but I love how you have been able to balance all of those out in your world.
Trying. It's always a constant, you always got to keep on top of it.
Yeah. You can't just like take it for granted. It's work and adjustment, right?
Yeah. And I don't have kids right now. So that's how I justify it. I'm like, okay, I can do all this because I'm not taking time to spend, you know, with family. So,
yeah. That does help.
Yeah.
You have a little free time to be you. And I'm sorry for you parents out there. We don't mean to rub it in at all.
It's a lot of work.
It does. I respect to you because that's the hardest job ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but when you started doing your video, did you have any clue that you would be where you are now?
No, I just take it one step at a time and say I like to tell stories and, you know, it's like I realized, oh, this can help people who feel uncomfortable on camera or who don't know how to, you know, market themselves. So, yeah, it's funny because sometimes I feel like I'm all over the place. I do so many different things, and it's exciting when you say, oh, wait, it's all part of it. I can put all of this stuff together. Puzzle. It makes me who I am.
A little puzzle starts happening, right?
Yeah.
So you know, you got video. What's where can people find you for your video work?
IngeniousMediaLab.com. Ingenious Media Lab.
And also your real estate.
This is me doing my personal thing. I don't have like a business I'm promoting or anything like that.
Not yet.
Just trying to live a life I want to live.
Give this boy a year. He'll probably be business mogul. And I, as you know, is an online trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So my business is called Triad Health and Fitness. And you can find me at triadhealthandfitness.com because my whole philosophy is about balance.
That's right. She's great at it.
Mighty Bind Soul. Mighty.
Mighty Bind Soul.
Body, mind, and soul. Balancing those out. And that's what you do so beautifully. Mm. I just want to thank you so much for coming and joining me on this show today, Danny.
Thank you for having me.
You are my brother from another mother.
Yeah.
That is doubt. And I am just so grateful to you. And I'm so glad we're still friends. And we always will be till we're like, old and decrepit.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for you.
I want to thank you listeners too for tuning in. I'm really grateful that you are hanging out with us, and be sure to join me next time for more inspiring stories and insights. And again, you're listening to Charisse Unplugged. Have a great day, everybody.
Shh, over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
A cut above the rest, that's what your hearing experience will be at Kasai Hair in Manhattan Beach. Imagine your haircut in a longer lasting movie star style at a lower price than high-end salons. Healthy, beautiful hair, free from scalp problems, hair loss, or damage. You won't find a better cut or experience than at Kasai Hair. So visit KasaiHair.com, or better yet, call for your appointment at 310-546-0023. 310-546-0023. Kasai Hair, 310-546-0023.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.